Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Duff McKagan on the way at 4:30, but first, time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And one from our question, how did the weather do you dirty? Bacholas, how did it do me dirty? Maybe my parents back in 97 lived in the Cascades in Walla Walla. There was snow up in the mountains, and one day the weather warmed up so much the snow melted. It made the creek, Mill Creek, dam flood over the banks. Water was clear up to the bridge. So they have bridges that the creek went under. They shut those down in case somehow they loosened the dirt and such and took the bridge out. They shut down schools for a couple days. Had a few smaller towns that had a little bit of flooding. Went and saw it, and it was a sight to see. How the fart a part of the story? I guess that's a typo. Has anyone ever made their cat or dog faint from a fart? Oh, it wasn't a typo. That from Kevin in Linwood.
No, that was Kevin. That was a question. Yeah, from Friday.
I don't think I've ever made anything
not faint. No,
not from a fart.
I mean, almost myself, but no.
I did read that Asheville, North Carolina, just got power back today.
Today?
Downtown. So think about that.
Oh, God. I mean,
that sounds
hurricane?
Gone.
Well, from the flooding.
Jeez. So, right, because the hurricane, and then it went up in the middle. It wasn't, like, strictly on the coast.
Right.
And Asheville, while it's in the mountains, it's in a valley. And, I mean, it just, because my buddy's wife is from there. I mean, they're like, no, you don't understand. Like, that town basically got washed away.
It did.
Wow.
I mean, where I stayed, that whole village, the Bitmore village, got totally underwater. So they have like little shops and stuff like that.
Correct.
Little town, and that was, I mean, I looked at the pictures. I was like, I was just there last summer. I did not see a stream. I did not see a creek. It was like not in the viewing area, so I did not realize.
Right.
Definitely down in a valley, but didn't really, you know, think about the gravity of what I was looking at. Until I saw those pictures. I was like, that is insane. The amount of water that they got.
It also sucks because that town was like, That was like an up-and-coming place that people were going to, moving to, vacationing to.
It still is.
It was good for North Carolina.
It really was. All right, let's do a little birthday action here. Gentlemen, today is my beautiful daughter Alyssa's 26th birthday. How about some dad jokes from Miles and the dirty Germans telling her what they want to give her for her birthday? Thanks, guys. That from the dad, Mark, the mom, Jennifer, son, Mason, and husband, Austin.
Oh, wow.
Let's see here. All right, Alyssa. Why do cows have hooves and not feet?
Why do cows have hooves and not feet? Why?
Because they lactose.
All right.
What do the TSA and dentists have in common? What do the TSA and dentists have in common?
Cavity search.
Cavity
search.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. I was going to say x-ray machine.
Yeah.
Either of you guys ever tried blindfold archery?
I have not.
Have not. You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, Alyssa, as far as dirty Germans go, which we plan on doing you tonight, it's a little awkward being that your father is in the room listening. So what I would say is, what we will do to Alyssa tonight is what her father Mark did to his wife Jennifer back in the day.
Yeah, I think for your parents, this is bad. It's the worst nightmares. For your husband, his little kinky butt, it's going to be the fantasy he always wanted.
Yeah, he'll be holding the camera.
Yeah, well, in one hand. Is that what he calls his? It's a camera?
Yeah, it's a camera.
Set up a tripod. Guys, I want to wish a very happy 33rd birthday to my fiance, Britt. I love you. Hope you have a great day. How about a bong rip and the dirty Germans? Maybe some Captain as well. That from Chris.
I don't know him well, but his name is Britt, and I want to put my penis where he...
Yeah, so, you know, wouldn't be the first time a couple Germans showed up unannounced for Britt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little Captain action there, Tit.
Oh, yep.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, Britt. I hope you enjoy your 33rd birthday. I sure did. Me and the other masked guys got an Airbnb in Azerbaijan where we smoked opium and experimented with a few homemade narcotics using only local products. They have some strange plants in that country. And strange plants led to strange highs. The trick's rabbit, he actually beat up the same kids that were constantly eating his cereal. Miss Butterworth got a Brazilian under apron. Toucan Sam plugged all his feathers, threw himself into a frying pan. And finally, the Quaker Oats man, he got naked, as he often does, climbed a tree and insisted that everyone called him Salvador the Magnificent. We never understood it, but we went along with it. Crunch berries.
And guys, today's the first day of the last year of my 50s. Can I get an old man don't trust a fart? Maybe a little turtle sex and a fish sandwich supersized. Thanks again, guys. That from Bill in Algona. Where is Algona? Is he thinking Algonia?
I think he means Algonia.
The country that I want to visit.
Yeah, the imaginary African country that you will not be king of. You will be king of Sierra Leone. But Algonia is what I assume he means. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What does the old man never trust a fart? Which one is that?
It's probably just one of the long farts. Long fart, maybe some turtle sex, and any kind of fish sandwich supersize that you got there, Ted.
All right. That's an elephant. That's an elephant. What else?
Fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Beachy. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Think about a couple extra emails here, guys. Your Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing is now on tap at Pub 44 in Linwood, Washington.
All right, Linwood.
Yeah, that one there is from Tom. We do have an updated list of some of the locations that still happen to have the Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter.
Oh, dude, seriously, if you have not tried it yet and you want to, and trust me, you do,
get on it quick because this is the last. This
and
is it.
And it is on draft, and what is out there is out there.
Yeah, they that's it, man. That's all we got.
Totally sold out on this limited edition draft-only porter, which is delicious with flavors of chocolate, vanilla, holiday spices, mm-hmm. along with orange peel. It is a perfect combination.
Whatever they did, it is good, man.
A very drinkable porter coming in at about 7.5%. So, if you happen to be in Kirkland, head on over to one of our favorite places over there, the Lime.
Oh, yeah.
Where it is on tap. Also, Who's On First, Snohomish, the Imbibe Bottle Shop, Maple Valley.
Imbibe. God, every time you say that place, I keep thinking you're going to say the Imbibe.
Imbibe.
Imbibe. That's what I'm hearing in my head, Ted.
The Imbibe Bottle Shop.
Yeah, was, like, what
we only serve 40. Is it Imbibe?
Imbibe.
Is it Iberian?
Imbibe.
Yeah. Maltby Pizza and Maltby, Sultan Liquor in Sultan, the Route 2 Tap Room in Monroe. Also available at the Flagstick Pub in Redmond, Andy's Fish House in Snohomish, the Lodge Sports Bar in Mill Creek, the Flagstick Pub also in Kirkland, Razzles in Lake Stevens, Zeke's in Redmond, Zeke's in Ravenna, Zeke's in Bellevue, the 884 Pub over there in Bremerton.
Yeah.
Proudly carrying the Men's Room, Holidays, Holiday Porter, and a few more. Also available in Ballard at Olaf's and at Mike's Chili Parlor.
Two places I'm a fan of.
That's the last one I got was over at Mike's. Good stuff. Also at the Houndstooth Public House in Greenwood. Andy's Fish House in Snohomish. The Daffodil Bowl in Puyallup. The Peninsula Tap Room in Squim. Rudy's in Woodinville. And the Farm 12 Restaurant in Puyallup. Some of the locations. Currently carrying the Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter from Black Raven.
And thank you for doing so.
By some of Grandma's legendary rumble.
My grandmother never made rum balls. She made a lot of good food. I just don't recall rum balls.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right, Ted, are we feeling good over there?
In theory, this should work.
All right.
Do we beam our satellites down to what, is it Portland, Oregon?
I believe so. Not sure. Either way, hello, Duff McKagan. Are you there?
I am here. Hey, guys.
How are you, sir?
It works.
Yes. Calling us, I believe, from the Acropolis. Is that correct, Duff?
I am not in Portland. No, I'm back in Seattle. I played Portland last night.
Oh, you played Portland last night. Home
after the show.
Okay. All right. So you made it home okay before the storm came in.
No, it rained. I left. I got off stage at 10:30, kind of just went to my car, like 10:40. And it rained the whole time.
And that is like the most undramatic rock star story. I finished my show at 10:30, walked my car, drove home.
No traffic through JBLM, Olympia, or any of that crap?
None of that. No, but tons of rain, tons of big trucks. You guys know that drive. That it's the most boring drive. It's interesting with, you know, big trucks spraying rain at you, or spraying water at you, but, you know, no dramas to speak of. I got home.
Now, as a man that has traveled the world and toured everywhere, would you still argue that the road between Portland and Seattle is the dullest of all the places you could be?
You could A-B that with the road, I-5 from San Francisco to L.A.
Yeah.
Well, it's the truth. Duff, I just did it 2 weeks ago, and for somehow past Portland, once you get into the Willamette Valley, it's like pretty and stuff, but Portland here sucks.
Yeah.
Well, mine always is at the Great Wolf Lodge. When I see that, I'm like, okay, I'm close.
Right.
If you're headed back, I'm closer.
Portland's like close enough that it doesn't seem like it's going to be that far. And then it's far enough, you're like, wait, how much farther do I got to go through this?
Yeah, you're right. It's right at your breaking point.
Well, Vancouver seems like an easier drive north. You know what
I mean? Sure, sure.
Yeah. Thank you for letting us house sit while you've been gone all these months. It was really nice. Hopefully, you know, we took out all the alcohol recycling. So people don't think you jump back on the bottle, but either way.
Right,
how long have you been gone? 3 or 4 months?
On this Lighthouse tour, we left, what was it? We left September 28th and went to... Dublin, started there, went through the UK after Ireland, then went through kind of all of Europe. It was epic.
Have you
just
played
an epic trip?
Did you play anywhere that you have not played before when you were in Europe?
Yeah, I mean this sort of this band, and like, you know, I started this kind of thing when I did the Tenderness tour with Shooter Jennings, and we played the show box here, but we played in Europe. We played kind of like, you know, showbox size places.
Yeah.
This time around, we did that maybe a little bigger. But when you get into that size of venue in Europe, like 900 to 1,400 seater, let's say, They're always like 250 years old, super ornate, you know, tons of history to it, which I'm a nerd for. So I played a bunch of places I'd never played before. And I mean, I would walk into places, you know, Susan wasn't with me for a lot of it. And I would just take videos of like walking in for sound check. Like, you have to see this. And I'd send her the video, you know. So it was great. It was great having an all Seattle band. I had the best band. I'm telling you guys, it's this band, it just rules. And we just came through the States, did Boston, New York, Chicago, Denver, L.A., Portland, tomorrow night, Seattle.
And you're done. Finish. And you're done. Did you, did you drive around Europe or did you fly from location to location?
We had a tour bus.
So that's got to be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see the countryside. See, I mean, everything is so close there in a weird way, just to be able to kind of go through the different countries and see all the different scenery. That had to be enjoyable as well, just driving around.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm such a geek for that stuff. I have maps out, and I'm, all, you know, I kind of know where I'm at. We went through Switzerland, you know, up through the Alps into Switzerland, the Italian Alps from Milan. You have the Dolomites to your right. You know, if you know mountains at all, just you're crossing the Irish Sea. You know, you're crossing the English Channel. Just kind of epic locations.
Did you ever think about doing like a Sean Kenny and throwing one of your bikes in the back of one of those trucks and just kind of tagging along behind and riding your bike?
You know, this time of year wouldn't be so good over there on a motorcycle. Yeah. I mean, I have rented bikes and gotten places in Europe and the U.S.
That's pretty cool. I want to say, who did they say? Was it, I guess, Neil Peart from Rush? Apparently, that was his big thing, was he hated touring. Like, he just wanted to play music but didn't want to play shows. And they're like, man, we'd be on a tour bus, and he would not ride with us. Not because he didn't like us. He just wanted to be on his motorcycle and tag behind.
Yeah. Duff, are you still there? We lost Duff.
All right. And we lost Duff McKay.
Okay.
Which is ironic, because he was like, Ted, is my connection okay? And I go, yeah, you sound great. He goes, you sound fuzzy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, because our phone, for some reason, the handset sucks, but like, we were cruising there.
By the way, tickets are still available if you want to go see Duff. Steve and I are going down tomorrow night.
Oh, you are going?
With Ryan Castle. The tickets are available at the show box, and they are still on sale through Ticketmaster.com. So if you want to go down there.
Should be fun, man.
Duff, it's going to be a great show. It's the last stop on the Lighthouse Tour. So he is home, and he'll be done after this one, at least, unless there's another leg down the road.
I realized that his entire band was Seattle guys. Because like you said, on this particular tour, based on who he's worked with on the album. Like you said, Iggy Pop shows up one day, you know, and does a show with him, which is insane to me, because one thing I wanted to ask him about that is like, look, obviously you've been in the game for a long time, you got a lot of skin in it, but when you were a kid, if someone said, yeah, man, you're just going to play a show with your buddies, and Iggy Pop is going to join you on stage, would you have believed that if someone from the future told you?
Oh, not only that, but if you look at some of the reviews, Bob Dylan basically said that one of the tunes on the new Lighthouse album was one of his favorite songs. So when you get that kind of...
It's not a cover.
No, it's...
Really?
Yeah, so when you get that kind of...
I don't know how I feel about that, because like...
And accolades from somebody.
I recognize that Bob Dylan is a major player. I just don't care for his music. You know what I mean? So it's like, I appreciate it, man.
As far as the lyricist goes.
Sure.
So basically, he's taking a little bit of...
I think Bob Dylan... Yeah. He's just tough to understand.
He is notorious for
that as a fact.
Every time we talk to Duff, I just want to reiterate to people that, like, you meet a lot of, in our industry, right, you'll meet some rock stars.
Sure.
And a lot of them are very nice and stuff. Duff is one of the legit nicer people you'll just meet in general.
Because he's just down to earth, man.
Right, so there's that famous story of going to see Velvet Revolver. And I want to say Alice in Chains out of the Gorge.
Yeah.
Miles and I have two different experiences.
Yes,
right? That's the one where he like flashes his eyes that I'm on stage, but backstage, right? And we're waiting and I'm standing there and there's Duff. He's like, what's up, dude? I said, I'm very nervous. I've never been on this stage. And he goes, I actually haven't played this one either. And he's like,
but I'm not nervous.
Right. He's like, I'm nervous too. And he's like, you okay? And I'm like, my mouth is, it's like a desert and I got to go talk to this microphone. And he came back with a bottle of Fiji. I'd never had Fiji water. So I was like, God, this is so cool. But just the interaction for him to be like, well, Ted, I'm kind of nervous too, man. Yeah, like, it's the Gorge. It's a massive stage.
The first time I met him, I couldn't believe I was going to meet him, and I wasn't supposed to, but he was going to interview with Jeets, who used to work here, right? And yeah. I can't remember what's going on with Jeets, but he goes, hey, man, we'd already finished our show, so it's after 6. He goes, do me a favor, just hang out for a few minutes. Duff's coming up. I just need someone to let him in, but I cannot physically be here. I'm like, sure, no problem. And I'm thinking, all right, man, it'll be decent. And Duff shows up and opened the door, and just it just blew my mind. There's Duff McKagan standing there. And at that time, we'd just gotten the kegerator, or no, we didn't have the kegerator, but we had a ton of booze in our office, like an unbelievable amount of booze in the office. So typically, when guests came in, we'd offer them a shot or a drink, and they would always take it because it seemed kind of sneaky, you know, like, oh, sure, yeah, I'd love to do that. So Duff walks in, and again, I'm trying to keep a professional cool, but I'm not feeling cool because I cannot believe I'm meeting him, but he's real chill. So I'm like, and so my first thought is, all right, offer him a drink. Then I remembered, oh, he stopped drinking because his pancreas exploded. And I made the mistake of saying out loud, I was going to offer you a shot, man, but you know, your pancreas exploded.
Smooth.
He looks at me. Smooth. Oh, dude, I felt so stupid, but he looks at me and goes, yeah, it did, yeah, man, but I appreciate that.
That's right.
Thanks. Well, for the reminder,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah, it sure did.
For the brief time we had him on there, big thanks to, we got him back.
I think so.
We're technical geniuses, aren't we?
Studio.
Well, see, it's just the way it works here. Apparently, so I have 11 phone lines in front of me. Mm-hmm. He calls on line 12.
No.
So me and Ted are like, wait a minute, man. We don't have a line 12. So that's something that goes through the board. That's what we just discovered that today.
Okay.
About 5 minutes ago, all things being equal.
It's kind of like live night. You know what I mean? Just whatever happens.
That's exactly what you'd expect on live night.
Exactly.
If something goes wrong, just went wrong.
Except for we don't have phones there. So you got to show up live and buy your tickets.
Yeah, that's a good point. So what's going on there, Ted?
It's his manager. Something happened. Duff apologized.
All right, no problem. Tell him it's great.
It's all good.
We appreciate it, man.
Don't ever let it happen again.
Tell him we'll see him tomorrow night. Please just have some beer in the area there.
Yeah, come on, man.
For the other people.
My pancreas is
like, is this on the air? I'm like, no. We're just talking about how awesome Duff is.
Yeah, exactly.
Susan Holmes McKagan's husband, Duff McKagan, tomorrow night.
That's our show box.
It's funny, we talk about Duff. I'm like, Duff's so cool. For some reason, I got really nervous talking to his manager.
Really?
Yeah. And I think you guys can hear me back there.
Does he have a British accent?
Great.
Duff McKagan, Showbox, tomorrow night. Hopefully, we'll see you down there for the show. Okay, coming up, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hogg.
And since Mike is working on a buzz, AAA expects a record number of Americans to travel for Thanksgiving. Here's when you do and do not want to hit the road. They are expecting just under 80 million people to head out this year from about 78 million last year. 72 million people will be on the roadways and will be driving. About 6 million are going to fly, and 2.3 million will actually take the Greyhound bus and trains and other modes of transportation. The worst days to leave, it depends on where you're headed, but in general, they say the worst times to be on the road are next Tuesday from 1 till 7 p.m.
Okay.
And next Wednesday from 1 until 5. The worst times to be going home, Sunday, December 1st between noon and 6, and Monday, December 2nd between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. That Monday's rough because there also are regular commuter traffic.
Right.
People headed to work. The best day to drive is next Thursday. There's usually not a ton of traffic on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving Day, that's right.
Wow. Sure.
Yeah.
Because half the people are there.
Repeat this story next year.
Yeah. The fine folks at Kroger, you know them as QFC and Fred Meyer out here.
Mm-hmm.
They asked people to name the top five must-have Thanksgiving foods. So if you could only have five things total, what would they be? And here are the five Thanksgiving staples that got the most votes.
I mean, to me, you got to... Turkey.
That's number one with 83% on the list.
Mashed potatoes.
That's number three with 49% on the
Stuffing.
List.
Stuffing.
That's number two with 55%.
Rolls, maybe?
Rolls don't make the top.
Gravy?
Gravy is number four at 30%.
Man, what's it? For me, it'd be sweet potatoes.
That's what I was getting ready to say, man. That's probably not it, but yeah.
No. Oh, pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah. 30%. I mean, honestly, if you just had those five.
You got a Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's kind of all you need. I mean, I do love rolls. I do love cranberry sauce.
Sure.
I do love all the other things, but if I have those, it's plenty of food.
Just look, I think all of us in here have had some sad Thanksgivings.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, like, the stuffing and mashed potatoes make a difference. Eating a turkey sub from a gas station sucked.
Yeah. I ordered some crab cakes last night, Ted.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Guess how much the shipping was.
Oh,
the shipping.
I don't want to know.
$80.
Yeah, that's the issue.
$80.
It's not like it's already pricey to order that stuff.
Yeah.
And if you went to the place I go, they ship it out. They tell you what day it's going to show up. It's a great service, but the.
But you pay for it.
But you pay for it.
$80. I said, golly. Okay, send. I'm buying it.
I was like, but you bought it.
Yeah, do it once a year. Whatever.
You know what? I'm just going to cut the middleman out and sneak back to visit my mom around Christmas.
There you go.
we'll just drive to G&M.
Cheaper plane ticket than the actual cost of shipping it. Okay, here's fun. More than 20 riders were suspended in midair for hours after a Knott's Berry Farm ride malfunctioned yesterday afternoon. By the way, guests at the Southern California theme park were stuck on the Soul Spin ride after technical difficulties caused it to stop at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The 22 riders were evacuated from the ride by 4:30.
Jeez.
In accordance with the ride manufacturers and park emergency procedures, two female guests were transported to a hospital out of an abundance of caution. Now, TV footage showed riders suspended in the air in all different orientations, depending on where you were on the ride. Some were stumbling out of their seats after being lowered back to the ground because of blood flow. Which has photos of the stuck ride, reports that some riders were trapped in a near vertical position for a couple of hours until they came back down. The Soul Spin brings riders up to more than six stories on six independently spinning arms. So each arm had kind of a different thing going on. Officials said the county fire was on standby at the park, but that rider rescue was handled by all the park staff.
Has anybody been to that one?
I have not. No.
I feel like, because Disneyland is in what, Anaheim?
Anaheim, yes. Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people, like, if you live in like Orange County or whatever, like, they go to Knott's Berry Farm.
I've definitely heard of that one. Here's fun. A 28-year-old Greek man was recently convicted of causing a disturbance by repeatedly trespassing on his neighbor's property and smelling their shoes.
The unnamed man was arrested back in October after one of his neighbors spotted him in their yard before dawn, sniffing the shoes they'd left outside to get some fresh air.
Smell it.
This was not the man's first time trespassing on private property for the same bizarre reason. So, at this point, the neighbor called police. Upon hearing the 28-year-old man's explanation and testimony of one of the neighbors, the court issued a suspended sentence to 1 month in prison with 3 months or 3 years of probation. Quote, I do not exactly know how I came to do this act. I feel very ashamed and disappointment in myself. I can't explain it. I will ask for support to see what is happening and not to make it worse, according to the 28-year-old man. And he admitted, I trespassed on the neighbor's property 3 times just to smell their shoes for reasons that I cannot explain.
But that's the only explanation I want.
I mean, I don't think it's that hard to figure out, right? He's got to have a foot fetish.
Maybe. Yes. I feel like if he had a foot fetish, he'd be like, look, I have a foot fetish, so this is kind of a continuation of it. This just seems like I like to smell the shoes.
Here's right, I'm just saying, like, you'll take a whiff of your own shoes to see how bad it is, but it's still terrible.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Right? I can't imagine sniffing somebody else's shoes.
You're trying to make sense of this, Ted. I don't think we can.
Solid point. Solid point, dude.
Fun with parenting. A Texas woman who left her 2 young children, ages 8 and 6, home alone while she went on a 4-day cruise, pleaded guilty yesterday to a felony abandonment charge.
Yeah.
Lakeisha Williams, who was 29, copped to the charge, carrying a prison term of between 6 months and 2 years.
How old were the kids?
And a maximum...
Six and 8.
$10,000 fine. She has not reached an agreement yet with prosecutors to her possible punishment. Now, according to investigators...
What do you mean, reach an agreement?
I guess there's an agreement to be made on this one.
I mean, that'd be great if that's the way courts work.
Like keeping your children, other things, if you keep your nose clean, so to speak. According to investigators, Williams and her children resided in a $3,600 a month apartment on the 21st floor of the luxury McKinley Apartments in Houston. Williams reportedly earned $6,000 monthly as a nurse's service employee. In April, neighbors spotted Williams leaving the complex with luggage and bags, but not her children. A witness who never saw Williams return to the location, they called 911 fearing that the children, a boy and his younger sister, were alone. Well, police did a welfare check, and they found the kids by themselves in a home that smelled of urine and was in complete disarray and had trash and leftover food all over the unit. The juveniles told cops that their mom went on vacation on a cruise, and they didn't know when she would be coming back. So the boy then used a phone to text his mom while she was vacationing, and cops found a webcam that she used to watch and talk to the children while she was away. When contacted by phone, Williams was uncooperative with police
and
refused to return to the residence. She was switching up her story on her whereabouts. She was in Puerto Rico, where she has been held on $25,000 bond before the arrest, and then she was arraigned back to Houston, Texas.
I mean, besides the fact they're 6 and 8, which isn't old enough, like, wouldn't you just be worried about them choking or lighting something on fire? Like, that is just...
Any normal parent would. It's not even the fact that you left them for 4 days. I think, to me, it goes to your point, Ted, which is, at 6 and 8 years old, did you consider what they can do in 96 hours? And obviously, you weighed it and determined, they're fine. They don't run with scissors or put crap in their mouth or eat Tide Pods or everything that 6 and 8 year olds do.
I mean, 6 year old's a little kid.
Yeah.
We go down under. This is an interesting request. The Sydney funnel web spider is considered one of the world's deadliest spiders, with the most toxic venom of any of the dozens of funnel web spiders in Australia. But instead of advising people to keep their distance, a zoo north of the city, they've asked for the public to do us a favor, could you please capture the spiders and their babies? This is spider breeding season in Australia, and the Australian Reptile Park has issued its annual call for the public to collect the Sydney funnel webs that can be milked to produce antivenom. The zoo says capturing the spiders in their egg sacs is quite safe
if
you do it properly. If not, you're going to need the antivenom. The zoo has issued a guide to safely collect egg sacs and adult spiders. If people, quote, feel confident enough to collect them, you use a spoon and gently scoop the egg sac into the container. But be cautious of the adult spiders. If they see you do this, they'll get angry and come after you. Believe it or not, no deaths or anything bad has been recorded from the funnel web bite since the zoo began its antivenom program in 1981.
Nicole Weber says the antivenom saved her life after she was bitten by a funnel web spider in her shoe 30 years ago. And she is now collecting spiders to kind of pay it back. It's ironic when you see my surname, Weber. I started reacting with anaphylactic shock very quickly. Had the sweats, double vision. 4 rounds of that magic potion is while I'm still here. Is why,
I get why she does it, but if I'm just a normal citizen, like, I'm not going to go to collect the venomous spider.
Yeah, just, well, be careful. Like, well, I can be careful around any animal. That guarantees nothing.
That's right.
Miles is going to find that out on safari.
I hope not.
Guess what today is? Today is World Toilet Day.
Of course it is.
The United Nations made it a holiday more than a decade ago to raise awareness about sanitation needs around the world.
And it's really caught on.
Their motto this year is Toilets, a Place for Peace. And a poll found it really is a spot where we go and we just need some peace and quiet, depending on your living situation. 38% of us sometimes go to the bathroom when we're out in public just to be alone for a second or take a break from the people that we are with. They did a little survey there on why other reasons why people might be using the bathroom facility. So 13% of the people responded says they went into the public bathroom to do drugs.
Yep.
And 16% have said they went in there to have a little sex. Some good news.
All right.
A 17-year-old in California named Sophia Park just became the youngest person to pass the state bar exam. She got her law degree this year after enrolling in law school at the age of 13.
Damn. Jesus.
She also earned some serious bragging rights because the record used to belong to her brother, Peter. He passed the bar a year ago at 17 years and 11 months. She passed it at 17 years and 8 months, but started law school at the age of 13.
Both of her parents, drug addicts.
Are you serious?
No.
I was like, that's an amazing story.
Mm-hmm. A woman in
New York. That's got to be something in the genes, right? I mean, I'm sure they work hard, but
The feeling it's probably not a very fun household.
That I would say one of the more. They're both that smart at that young.
One of the smarter and more talented children I know at my kid's school. You find out why when you meet the parents. You've never had fun. You're doing great in school. You're a fantastic human being. But man, oh man, I think when she's 18, she's going to be throwing that ass around.
A woman in New York named Sandy Flash had an emotional meeting with the little boy she saved by donating part of her liver. Her husband got a new liver in 2022. That inspired her to donate part of her own as a way of giving back. The one-year-old boy, his name is Sonny, and he is doing great, and she actually got a chance to meet him. Unfortunately, he's one, so he'll never remember it. A guy in Georgia named Dylan Betts was driving home from work last month when he saw a house on fire. So what did he do? He kicked in the front door and pulled the owner out.
Nice.
So a reporter showed up and asked him why he risked his life for a complete stranger. His answer was, why wouldn't you help a complete stranger?
The reporter's like, he got an hour.
Random question. Did he know somebody was in there or did he just kick in the door?
He kicked in the door to find out if anyone was. And when he saw someone in the shadows, he went in and grabbed the person and drug him out.
That's impressive.
That is.
I bet it was fun to kick in a door.
And I will be sued to replace the door.
A grandmother,
you son of a bitch,
in the UK got caught with cocaine. And when police asked her why, she said, hey, everyone has their vices.
Yeah.
So do I. She had cocaine basically all over her body. In her bra, in her panties, in her socks, in her pockets.
So when the cops showed up, she basically reached down to her crotch, pulled out a bunch of cocaine, and threw it to the side. And they're like, you've got to be kidding me. And that was when she gave the nonchalant
answer.
All
those spots, that's not personal use.
She had a ton of cocaine on her.
Yeah.
Grandma.
I think grandma's slanging that stuff.
Okay.
Right?
With that much.
Yeah. That much, and if it's all separated out, I mean, that's the thing. If you catch somebody with a large amount, it's like, even, I don't know, with 8 ball, is a ton of cocaine, right? People use that.
Yeah.
You go, figure that. But if you catch me and I've got 10 of them all over my body, it's 10 dude's A-balls. Selling them.
Yeah, obviously, man.
Here's some fun news. What car do you think is the most highly fatal of any car on the road as far as your chance of dying if you're in an accident?
I'm going to go sports car, like a Corvette.
Believe it or not, a study found Teslas have the highest fatal crash rate of any car. Tesla drivers are twice as likely to die in a crash than any other vehicle.
Not twice as likely to crash, but if you're in a crash, twice as likely to die.
That is correct. Oh, what else do we have here?
How come they don't brag about that?
Yeah. Hey, you're likely to die.
Yeah. U.S. News and World Report released its annual ranking of the best places to retire. Guess what's number one? Naples, Florida. Mm. Followed by Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Really?
The second best place, which is shocking.
If you don't leave Virginia Beach 1 mile in any direction.
And finally, 200 monkeys again broke free from an enclosure in Thailand. We've had so many animal stories this week. 200 monkeys broke free. And what did they attack? They full on, all 200 of them, attacked a police station.
Oh, damn.
In Thailand. There you go. All right, we do have your headlines coming up at 5:15. In the meantime, it's going to contest on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, and we made it to Drinking Time.